keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Hello and welcome to it. I'm your host, Candace Mama, and I'm joined in studio by the gorgeous, and when I say gorgeous, I mean gorgeous, Miss India Globe 2010, Miss Keru Kirsten. Hey, girl.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you
I
so
mean,
much
the
for
topic we're
me.
Discussing today is going to help many a man. I really believe this, guys. So stay tuned. You're going to want to hear every single bit of the show. And and today we've decided to call it Deciphering the Female Mind. Why? Because men are always calling women crazy. And we're pretty much tired of it. Aren't we tired?
Yeah. You know, I just have to just make this comment. We're not crazy. You just misunderstand us.
It is, right? It's just a sense of misunderstanding.
That's it. We just care. That's it.
It's not crazy. It's caring, guys. So first, actually, what I want to get out of the way is what I call the misguided feminist trap. And this is also known as the I don't need a man or the Beyonce encouraging us all to stay single while she's got Jay-Z. Right?
Yeah, well, most of her songs are like, you know, about to the left, and
what?
All of that. And then you're sitting there after you break up and you're like, I don't need a man. And then there's this chick going back to her man and you're like, wait, hold up. You know?
Yeah. Why are you being held by a nice warm man today? Why am I single?
Right? You got a pillow. You better pray you invest in some good pillows.
A couple. So I want to say that we do love men, and this is exactly why we are doing the show today.
100%.
But first, I actually want us to play a clip, because in this clip, you guys are going to hear something, and I want you guys to listen, men and women, and yeah, we'll discuss it right after. Okay, just give us a second.
I got big, big money, big, big money, big, big money.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, it's Jackie.
Jackie? Oh, yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. I was just calling because it's been a while since I've seen you, and I'm in your neighborhood. You want me to come by?
Oh, I ain't tripping. You can do that.
What does that mean?
It means you can come through.
But do you want me to?
It don't matter. I'm not tripping.
Look, Mark, if you don't want me to come by, then just say it.
What? I didn't say I didn't want you to come.
Then what are you saying?
I just said you can come by.
But do you want me to come by?
I'm starting not to.
Then why in the hell you didn't just say that in the first place?
Hold on. Let's hit the pause button for a minute. All I'm saying is it's cool if you come by. But if you don't, I won't be mad at you.
So you're basically saying you're not looking forward to me coming by?
Oh, my God. Oh, she's killing my vibe. Oh, she's killing my vibe.
Hello?
Listen, I didn't say I was not looking forward to anything. I simply was saying your company is welcomed.
But not really wanted.
You know, it's starting to get to that point more and more as this conversation goes on.
Why can't you just tell me how you really feel instead of beating around the question?
Question? What question? What are you talking about?
Do you want me to come by?
Man, I'm starting to get to that point of pissosity. Female, I answered your damn question. All you had to do was just bring your monkey ass. But no, you gotta make shit more complicated than the blind motherfucker putting on makeup.
You are such an asshole. I was trying to be nice and see if we can make up for lost time, but obviously you don't.
You know what? I don't. I don't want you to come by. I'm good.
Thank you, Mark, for finally telling me what you really wanted. This whole conversation could have been avoided.
Female, hang up the phone before I reach through my mobile talking device and strangle you.
Asshole.
Hang up the phone! Oh, fuck!
I love that video.
I think I've watched that video like over 20 times and I laugh every single time because I look at that video and I see myself.
Yeah.
I'm that girl.
I think it's a lot of women, especially if you want a specific answer to something.
Because that could have been so easily avoided had you said, so Mark, would you like me to come by? Then Mark says, girl, I would love you to come by. Then you'd be like, are you sure? yes, I would love your company. Game over. I hang up the phone and I will get in my car.
Exactly, but he's going to create that doubt.
Yes. Oh, I mean, I'm chilled if you do. I'm chilled
but
if you don't.
But if you don't, like, it's not a problem, you know what I'm saying? And then you're feeling like you're intruding because he's got some other woman there. And you're like, you know.
And you're like, is he going to have to kick out another woman so that he can entertain me?
Exactly.
Is that why he's like kind of not inviting me?
You don't want to be an option. You want to be a priority. You know what I'm saying? Prioritize.
And yes, that is why we get in our feelings. Because all we want is that affirmation that you actually want our company. Right? We don't want to feel like we're intruding on your space. Because we want to feel loved and, you know, like, I want you to come over.
I want you to want me.
Thank you.
That's it, you know.
And he's going like, oh, you know, it won't be an inconvenience if you don't pitch up.
Now what? You're feeling like you're just around there. You're part of the furniture, like an ornament. Like, hey, I just need a little ornament on the corner of the table so you can come by. But it's not going to affect my furniture decoration if you don't.
Thank you. And every man that listens to that is like, what did Mark do wrong? I'm like, I can tell you 10 things Mark did wrong.
My partner listened to it in the kitchen and he was like, that girl's crazy. And then I'm like, excuse me. He's like, oh, wait, I'm sitting with another crazy. So I'm like, okay. So you don't see what he said? No, he wanted her to come over. And I'm like, no, he didn't.
No. Mm-mm. That's why she ended up saying, you should have just said it from the get-go. Like, you didn't want me to be there. You should have told me.
You were just probably sitting and looking at your wall or sitting and doing or texting some other woman or doing some other thing. And then you were like, okay, let's see how this goes.
Maybe she'll, like, you know, pass the time for a little bit. For the 30 minutes I've got,
exactly.
You know, you can come by and then you have to leave. Exactly. After 30 minutes, you've got to leave because I've got someone else to entertain.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why women get so offended. What we want you to say is, like, affirmatively, 100%, please.
I want you.
I want you to come over, girl. I want you.
Exactly.
Like, you know, that's what makes us feel special, right?
I think of pretty women every time, you know.
I mean, if Richard Gere could rescue a prostitute, I mean, hello. And you're telling me you can't just use a couple of words to tell me you need me?
Exactly.
I mean, what is this?
Because you don't really need me. You just need me to pass your time.
Thank you. But then that brings me back to dating. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you are in a very committed relationship. You are very attached and very pregnant.
Well, I deliver next month. That's how pregnant I am.
She looks fabulous, by the way. But
Thank you.
And I'm the complete opposite. I'm like,
what? No, wait. I want to back up. You do look fabulous.
Oh, thanks, girl. Fabulous and not pregnant. So we are sitting on two different sides of the spectrum here, you know, where you are experiencing life, living with someone and someone you love. And I'm still out there, you know, in the abyss of life. Like, hello.
You're scouting.
Hello.
You're singing Lionel Richie in the back. Hello.
Is it me you're looking for? No. Okay, bye.
I like that. I'm sorry for that one.
You know what I'm saying? So how do you feel? Like, do you feel that being in a settled relationship, is it more fun or am I rushing too quickly? Should I be enjoying this notorious single life that is honestly, like, killing my vibe?
What are you doing, Candace, when you say notorious? Because notorious is...
Girl, you know, I don't want people to judge me. Let's just say I date often. And by dating often,
nothing wrong with that.
It does not mean it's going to necessarily lead to intimacy. But, you know, you go on a lot of dates. You explore your options. You see what's out there.
How are you going to know what you like if you don't go to the buffet table? And taste what's out there. That's what I believe, you know.
Right. You need to know, like, do I like chicken biryani or do I like lasagna, you know.
Exactly. That, and those are two different meals, girl.
It's Italian and Indian. Like,
exactly.
I mean, it's different.
Sometimes you want a combination. So you want a spicy pasta.
Right.
You know.
A girl who loves food would know this.
Exactly.
Like, I cannot love on, you know, rice and beans alone.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you need variety in your life,
exactly.
You know? So, I mean, for me, I feel like people judge me. They don't want to tell me they judge me, but they, like, whenever I'm like, okay, now I'm getting ready to go out, then people give me that eye, like, another one. I'm like, wow. I'm not attached. Well, so who am I answering to?
Exactly. You know, for me, I've been in this committed relationship, which is beautiful and amazing on so many levels.
Yeah.
We laugh 24/7, and I think he's just gotten used to me, and he's like, you're crazy. Like, and I'm like, but you love it. And he's like, yeah, what's my type? Crazy. That's what he says. So, you know, but it's crazy in a good way, because you've got to be in a healthy relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And I personally believe you got to take time out for you to figure out what you want. And that's the only way that you can actually go on a date and say, hey, you know what? I don't actually like this about you, and we're not going to have a second date.
Yeah.
But if you don't know who you are, then you're never going to get to that place. So I think you're doing the right thing. I mean,
thanks, girl.
You know, you don't need to be worried about judging.
You know what? The show can even be over. Like, I'm done. I got what I needed. No, but you know what? Like I said, I do go out on a lot of dates, you know, and I try not to say no as much as maybe I should sometimes, you know, to like, when people ask me out, like, my first instinct isn't to be like, no, you know, like, I have to.
I have church on Sunday. Yeah. I go to the temple on Saturday.
Precisely.
And on Friday, I'm going to be sick.
I need to use all of that.
You know? What about Thursday? Oh, no, I sleep on Thursday.
It's my only day I get to sleep, so. Check with me next year. Maybe I'll have some time then. So I don't say no as much as I should. But that being said, there are situations that I find, and men, this is where you need to listen up, situations where you can't ask out a woman, you know, and I find that guys just have no shame in this. Like, for example, let me give you one. After a business meeting, I cannot be getting up and you shaking my hand and you're like, let's do coffee sometime. For what? Like, we've discussed everything we needed to discuss right now, you know?
Now you're trying to handle your scandal after hours. No, brother.
No. Right? Right? Like, are you hinting? Like, if I want what we just discussed to come through? Like,
exactly.
What are you saying?
It's the weirdest thing, you know. And Candace, you're a beautiful woman. You know, you're strong.
So.
You got your shit together, which is great. And a lot of men would find that very attractive. So I understand completely what you're saying. When you go for a business meeting or you go for these things and suddenly you're like, you just got an advance. Like, you know, take it somewhere else.
Yeah.
You don't really know what to say. Cause
thank you.
You never sat in that meeting, first of all, even looking at the brother in that way.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And you don't know how to reject, like, or say no. Because
I don't really drink coffee. That's what I would say.
And you'd be like, oh, girl, that's fine. We can have some wine. Oh, gosh. You know. Oh. We can have some wine, you know, and because guys are slick about it. Guys are very slick about it, you know, and they try and make it seem like, you know what, I like you, you know, even when you were talking and telling me all those financial
numbers.
I love
an ambitious woman.
Oh, my goodness. Just like, thank you. Thank you. I'll see you. Okay, now I'll meet you at your office tomorrow. You know,
8 to 5.
You know, and not during lunch. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's one of the places. Another place would probably be the gym. And I should not be saying, because I've gone out on a couple of dates with guys from the gym. And my thinking was this. I said, okay, at least I know we've got the same interests. He looks after his body. I look after my body. Hey, you know.
But are you looking after your mind? Like, that's I'm wrong. Looking after my mind, you know? Because sometimes, before I met my amazing partner, like, I've also been down that road, and I had one too many experiences. Two was enough.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the first one was like, yeah, but maybe he just, it was the wrong choice.
Benefit of the doubt.
And then you say the second one's just like that, and then you're like, I'm not dissing anyone who goes to gym, because, you know what? Trust me, like, I'm really not.
Yeah.
But the two that I found were just not.
You just didn't get the, like, good fish, you know. Mm. Your fish were floating on top of the water.
Mm.
Your rod didn't reach deep enough, girl.
Mm. Like, it was like a sardine. And I wanted a grunter. You know, and I didn't really get that.
But that's the thing, you know. And you say, like, now, when you ask me out at the gym, at least establish a repertoire with me. Like, you know, say hi, like, for a week, and then how are you the next week? And then, you know, towards the third week, you can ask me out. But don't, as I'm, like, running on the treadmill, you're like, hey. And I'm, like, on full force, and I've got to, like, look at you like, hey.
And you have to concentrate on, like,
right? Because you don't want
to be like
you
this.
Do not want to fall off the treadmill. And this man is just giving you dead eye. And you're like, hi. And then he looks at you like, can have a second. And you're like, ah. So you pause your treadmill. Now you have, it's admin, you know. Yeah. You have to take out your earphones. Now you have to like wipe off your sweat, take a sip of water because you know it's about to be a conversation.
Mm.
And now you look at this person and they're like, hey girl, I was watching you running. Okay.
And you're just waiting for the next time. But it's the weirdest thing because you almost want someone, you want them to just be real. Hi, you know what? I'd really like to take you out sometime.
It would be lovely, but at least please wait for me to finish running. You know?
Because the next trip I'm going to be running is away from you.
Now I've got to look for other gyms and stuff because you've made it awkward for me. You know what I'm saying?
Or gym at another time.
Right.
Oh, no.
And now we're both inconvenienced.
Exactly.
Because every time I see you, I've got to pretend like I'm on the phone. Like I've got to take out my earphone. Hey, hey. And then you have to do that awkward wave.
Please make sure you put it on silent before you do that because in case it rings while you're on a fake call.
Oh, my goodness. What are other places, like you'd say, are so inconvenient to ask someone out?
Okay, a supermarket.
You know, I don't know. Like, I've never actually been asked that. Maybe I'm just not that cute to be stopped, like, while I'm getting, like, my eggs and stuff. And someone is like, hey.
How do you like your eggs? Unfertilized. Thank you. Thank you. Unfertilized. Thanks. Moving on. Yeah, no. I just find it to be weird.
But, okay. So, I'm single, so I can laugh and diss all these places where, you know, it's just inconvenient. But at the same time, you know, I always hear women saying, I never meet a good man anywhere. And this time you're like, I just rejected one at spa. You know, so we must walk, tread carefully, you know, because I'm sure many. But girl, the last one I've got to say, I tried, guess it. Tinder. Oh my gosh.
Did you try Tinder?
Oh, Tinder. Wow. It was traumatizing. It was traumatizing to say the least. And my fingers, I just kept like swiping. And you know, I think left is like when you say no.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Like right, you say yes. And then now they've introduced this thing called the super like. Now this thing puts you under pressure because it tells you like this person's picture comes up and it says like they've super liked you. So before you even do anything, you know that this person like really, really, really wants you to like them back.
Mm.
And you like look at this and you're like, oh, and you swipe. And you know, I feel so bad when I swipe left for a super like. I'm just like, next.
if there's a super like, is there a super I don't like?
No, but I think that would be mean, girl. Because I'd hate to get a super I don't like. Like, I'd be like, you couldn't just leave
me
alone.
Sorry, I obviously don't know about how Tinder really works. I know off Tinder, but...
Girl, Tinder is a mess. And I shouldn't say that because my best friend, like all her relationships have, not all, but most recently, have been on Tinder.
I have
and
a question.
I envy
how
her.
Many? How many like, relationships?
Yeah, about three. We'll just put it at three right now.
Three.
And, you know, she actually lets us meet really cool guys. And I'm like, where were you when I was swiping? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I did not see you. No, like, swipe.
So they kind of like you and then you've got to like them back.
And then you have to have, like, this conversation. And that's where I'm bad. Like, I can be like, okay, now we both like each other. Now what? Like, are you going to, like... Now we've got to make that trivial conversation like, oh, hey, I saw we've got Bob as a mutual friend. Oh, then I'm just like, oh, shoot me. I don't have the patience for it. I'm just like.
So where are you now, Candace?
No. Oh, girl, you know where I am. I just got dumped. That's where I am.
I saw your blog. And you know what I love about you is that you're so honest, which is so great.
You have to be.
It's a reality of life. I mean, you get dumped or it's not working out.
But why do women not claim their dumperization? Like, we don't always do the dumping. Sometimes a man will pick up the phone and be like, girl, you are so not for me. Bye. And you're like, oh, okay. My mama told me I'm beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
But then you take your 15 minutes because you didn't apply waterproof mascara because you didn't plan for that. And you cry your eyes out. Then you put on your waterproof mascara and you go out and you be fabulous. That's my whole thing about it.
You do try. But then, you know, what I found is, like, after I got dumped, like, I waited for, like, a week for him to, like, take it back. Like, I was like, oh, don't worry.
That's your grace period.
That's my grace period. Like, I was just, like, looking at my phone every day, like, I'm sure the message is coming. Mm. It's coming. It didn't come. So I was like, yo, okay. You are serious.
You aren't having regrets. So, well, you'll regret it one day.
And I hope him. He does, because if he doesn't, girl. I'd be like, I got dumped and he didn't even ask me back once. not even like that lonely text at 12 o'clock at night, like, girl, I miss you. Oh.
But this is my whole thing. You know, I noticed, like, my parents, they have a great love for yeah. each other. And, you know, my dad still wakes up in the morning and he makes coffee for my mom and, you know, wow. kisses her goodbye and stuff.
Yeah.
And they still hold hands and, you know, that whole PDA thing.
Oh, that cute thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they did it so differently back in the day. So, you know, women were different then and men were different then too. And you're looking at the modern day woman, you're looking at the modern day men.
Yeah. You know, the problem is as well, it's like the Beyonce mindset, like I'd like to call it, you know, whereby all women want to go claim their independence and like, oh, I don't need no man.
I'm Sasha Fierce.
Yeah, I'm Sasha Fierce. I'm as independent. I pay my own bills, you know.
Pay my bills. Pay
and
my bills.
Yeah, you can pay know? My bills, can't pay my telephone bills, you know. Like, you know, we all about that. All of mm-hmm. us. And especially young women now. I mean, I speak to young girls and I mentor young girls. And every time I listen to them speak, it's so scary because I'm like, I used to be you. Look at me now, single. So, But the Beyonce syndrome is this. We all want a man, but then the first thing we tell a man is, I don't need you. Boy, please. You here for decoration, you know, because I need me a warm hug at night. That's all. You
exactly.
know?
But then when you go out to pay the bill or something, yeah. and then you're waiting. I notice that some women wait for a man to... Like, you offer to pay the bill. You're like, yeah. no, I got this. It's fine. I earn my own money. So you're good. But you're waiting for him to say... girl.
You're looking at him with one eye like, you better not take my money.
Yeah, you better be paying for it. You know, so it's very confusing. I think men also get confused by this.
Like, yes, and you know, it's very difficult to debate with a man on that. Because I've got a lot of friends who are like, what do women want? Mm. Like, they say, you know, I'm 21st century. I can open my own door.
So why do
I can
need
pay
me?
My own bill. I can open my own ketchup jar, you know. And see, the man is literally there just to like look at you. Like,
and let's be honest. You know? They've created the vibrator. So when I was on my single road, I mean, I was like, I don't need you. You can mow the grass if you want. I don't need you. Mm-mm.
I can take care of myself. Mind, body, and soul, baby.
Exactly. And it's got three functions. Slow, medium, and super fast. I think you're good for one. So, you know, it makes women make it hard for men sometimes.
We do.
We make it really hard for men because they're sitting there and men are ego,
yeah.
you know, ego run, you know. Yeah. They're all about the ego and, you know, I want to make my woman feel good and I want to do this. And there's this independent woman. She's just like, yeah, you know.
Yeah. So, and she's telling you that I just bought my own vibrator, so I really don't need you, boo. You know. And but then that's why, like, why do we say yes to a date if that's what we're gonna do to a man?
Because you know? I think women
chastise them and just like, you ain't no good for nothing. My daddy left me when I was 5, and look at me now. Like, okay, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, calm down.
you need Dr. Phil. You don't need a relationship.
Oprah.
You but know. We make it hard. But now, like, my new message to girls is, you know what? Yes, it's good. Be independent. And I'm all for female independence. And I'm all for, you know, feminism and women earning the same and that kind of thing. What I am not for, 100% against, is being against men. That I am so not for that. Like, you know, I think you have to. Like, if you're going to be with a man, at least, you know, if your man's hungry, girl, fix him a sandwich. Like, you don't need to, like, cook him a 5-course meal. Yeah. Nobody's got time for that.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time. No, I'm 50 Shades of Slay. I got no time to be going in the kitchen.
Right? Like, you can prepare a sandwich. There's always polony and bread. Like, I mean, always.
Enterprise that shit.
Right? There's always a yogurt that you can put for decoration on the side.
Exactly.
You know? Like, I mean, don't be that girl, like, who seems angry all the time.
That's a really good point. You notice a lot of career women, and I'm not saying all again, but a lot of them have this, well, I'm better than everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a relationship is about compromise. You're not better than anyone. Just because maybe you earn more than he does, or you earn just as much, or you drive a flashier car, it doesn't mean you're better than him. It just, at the end of the day, a relationship is about giving someone emotional support, mental support.
Awesome. So I think we should go for a song. And when we come back, we're going to be answering all the male questions that have been flooding our Facebook.
Okay, great.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Awesome. So all the ladies are worth it, guys. So stick with us and we'll still keep deciphering the female mind for you. And so Carrie actually was actually sharing a very interesting story with us, you know, before we went to the song. She told us about taking care of herself physically and with something that's got three speeds. So tell us the story.
And four rotations. I don't use it anymore because there's no need. But look, it's sex. That's just it. You know, it's such an open topic and everyone does it. Now they're doing it younger than...
when we were doing it.
Yeah, like, you know. So, basically, you know, I found... I said, okay, cool, I'm single and I'm going to do me. You know?
But can I just ask something, just before you even get going? Vibrators are expensive. Like, what were you doing at 21 affording such things?
I had a business at that time. So, okay. You know, but for me, I was like, what am I going to get myself for my birthday? And I was just like, I'm not going to get me some more problems. So that involved a man.
That's for sure.
So obviously I had a bad relationship at that time or whatever. And then I invested in this thing. And my family found it. And, you know, I'm Indian. So they were a little bit conservative.
Ooh.
And they found it when I wasn't there. And
that's even worse. Because they were ready for you when you came home.
Exactly. My mom was like, what's this? And I'm like,
I think it's my lipstick, mama.
I'm like, I said... No, that was too big to be a lipstick. What are you talking about? What are you talking? I did not have Botox in my lips. So that was too big. And I was like, I'm like, why were you digging in my stuff? And then they were like, no, we weren't digging in your stuff. And then I've got these two younger sisters that were sitting there. And I'm just like, can you guys leave the room, please? And, you know, and then I tried to explain myself. And then I realized, okay, this is not working. So I was like, I'm practicing safe sex. I'm not going to get pregnant. You should be happy.
Well, you see, had now a comeback.
Now I don't have... I don't
you're
use
very pregnant.
Exactly. So I bet they're probably all saying,
no more safe sex for her.
So, you know, I think there's many ways. But when I was single, I chose to take a year off and I chose to just do me.
Oh,
and that was important. And in that time, I also found, because I didn't know what I wanted as well. I was also dating and whatever, and I didn't know what I wanted.
Yeah.
So now I do. And, you know, I found an amazing man.
Well, who put a bun in the oven, girl. You can't even let him go because he's yours for life.
Yeah, he's just like,
you are now officially... You know, baby mama. You know that.
I was still struggling with the concept for a while because I was like, there's going to be a little Sans running around and he's going to be saying mom. And so I think I'm ready for it. He's coming, whether I like it or not, next month.
Well, girl, Black Box actually decided to send us a message and he says, wow, you ladies sound beautiful. Thank you, Black Box.
Thank you so
much.
That
is so nice of you. I am single, so tweet us again. And it's so funny. The man in the studio, Mr. Duncan, who did not want to be named.
He asked a very important question.
Girl, you phrased the question so that I don't.
He said, so you're single, but like maybe you should be asking, like, you know, not what's wrong with you, but what's not right with you.
Right. And I tried to like do a woman thing and say, like, please articulate yourself. Because are you saying that there's something mentally unstable, or like, are you saying there's something innately wrong with me? And he was like, no, that's not what I said. And I was like, you know.
What did you mean?
So shame. I won't put him on the spot. But maybe there is, guys. Maybe I'm a little cray-cray. Hey, I'm kidding. I do know what's wrong with me, actually.
Then if you know what's wrong with you...
Girl, I'm loud. Like,
but that's not wrong. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but that's intimidating. Because wherever I go, right? Because this is... You know what's funny about men? I date you with a disclaimer. I come to first date and I already tell you this. I'm like, look, I know a lot of people. I'm very friendly and I'm loud. And they're like, oh, girl, you're so cute. And I'm like, no, seriously, this is who I am. And they're like, oh, I can deal with that. What's a little loud and crazy now and again?
But that's the thing. You were real.
I was real. And then, like, day 10, and now they see me hugging everyone wherever I go, and I'm hugging the whole world. Then they're like, who is that? I'm like, I told you I know everyone. Like, what do you mean, who is that? No, I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm your man. And
you didn't even introduce me.
You didn't even. I'm like, I don't even know his name. But you hugged him, though. yeah, babe, because I've seen his face. And you saw, he came running to me and he said, Candace. And I was like, hey. And I hugged him. And, you know, so men get intimidated by that. And it's true. Like, people think, ha, 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 you're joking. No, seriously, I'm not joking. Like, I'm loud.
Well,
I love people. So a lot of men don't like that.
A lot of men. But that's, I think that's the key phrase. A lot of men.
Yeah, but not all of them.
Exactly, not all of them. We can't, you know, box all men. Every man is different. They all want different things. Different strokes for different folks.
Oh, girl, you would know all about the strokes. So, yesterday I actually put it out on Facebook. I asked men to ask us what they've been dying to know about women.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girl, the questions I got. Some people got blocked. I was like, okay, bye.
Sorry, unfriend, unfollow. Yeah. You again.
Hello. But there were a couple of interesting ones. So I'll start with this one. The one guy said he wanted to remain anonymous, clearly because of the question. And he said, why do women take so long to reply to messages? So then my response was this. I was like, it depends how long, like a year long or like an hour long.
Because you can deal with an hour because she's probably doing her makeup or something.
Right? But this is the same guy who's been like haying and haying me for the past like 6 months. So
maybe that question was directed to you.
It was. And here I am asking it online. And the reason I'm actually saying this out is because men need to understand, right? If I am into you, if I'm a female and I'm into you, mm-hmm. and you say hi to me, trust, you will get a hey back.
Oh, hey, know? How are you?
Hey. Yeah. It won't even be hey. It will be like, hey.
With a smiley face.
Smiley face, winky face. You know? And then the conversation will flow. Mm. If I'm not into you, if I do respond, I'll say, hi. And if the conversation continues, how are you? Good. I hope you are. Take care.
Yeah, you
don't speak to me after that, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm trying to be nice and I'm sparing your feelings.
Exactly.
You know? So I don't know. I don't know what else. Like,
and I totally agree with you. Like, I do the same thing.
Thank you.
If you respond to me or you say hi, okay, cool. Social media is an open platform.
Yeah.
You asked me earlier, where's really awkward
places? Oh, yo! Ooh,
how
Facebook.
Could we forget Facebook?
It's sleazy, y'all. Oh, yeah.
How could we forget that? So again, I just don't respond.
Yes.
One, because I'm not interested in anyone but
your man.
Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah. Don't be hanging me when you know I'm pregnant.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's what happens, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes. But you don't want to hurt someone's feelings and
true.
You just rather just not respond. So that kind of answers that question.
And at the same time, with that question, I was thinking, but why do women act crazy when it's the other way around? Like, look, I'm not the kind of girl. If I hate you and an hour later I don't have a response, I'm done. Like, I'm done. I'm out of there. Like, I'm like juicers, you know. I don't have time to be getting dust.
Yeah. In actual fact, I'm so embarrassed by that. Yeah, like, you know, you just be like, I'm just going to unfriend you without you knowing.
That's
you know?
Right. Oh, goodness. And we actually got a really good question from Gab. And she wants to know, do women really want to have sex with one man for the rest of their lives? I'll hand it over to you first, girl.
Yo.
Yeah, ne?
You know what? I think it's a personal choice. If you want to have... Depends how good the sex is.
No, the sex has to be good, girl. You can't put a ring on it if the sex isn't good.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm not marrying a man that does not make me happy in the bedroom.
So, you know, I think a relationship consists of, like, three most important right. things for me, which is trust... and sex,
of course,
right up there. And then it's gotta make me laugh, and
yeah,
you know,
humor, sense of humor in between.
Exactly, you know, because like in the middle of a fight, I want to be able to have a smile on my face somewhere
right.
in there,
right?
Know?
Because you're so cute about. But I mean, if the sex is bad, like it's just bye. Like, there's, exactly. why are we wasting our time? Bye. You know, why do we have to do this for the rest of our lives? No.
Exactly.
You know, the amount of time it took you to fall for me will be the amount of time it will take you to fall for someone else. So make yourself their problem.
Exactly. I've got no time. Like, you know what? That's just it. And you know what? Everyone's sexual taste is different.
Very.
So if you're the kind of woman that if you find that this guy kind of fulfills all of those desires
yeah.
for you, then you know what? Having sex with one person is it's a beautiful thing if you can find that.
Oh, wow. Gab has a follow-up. She says, okay, what makes sex that great? Oh, girl, you've been dating the wrong people. No, because there are a couple of things, I think. When it comes to sex, for me at least, it's not just the physical. Mm. And when I say it's not just the physical, I mean, for a woman, there are a lot of other things that come into play. Like, how do I feel with you when we're not intimate? You know, do you stimulate my mind?
I was just gonna
do you
say
make
that.
Me feel beautiful? Do you make me feel comfortable and confident?
Mm.
Because if I don't feel confident, trust me. You know, it will not.
My lights are going off before we have.
Yeah, the lights are off. There's no candlelight. There's no like.
You know the bathroom. The bathroom trick. All the lights go off except for the bathroom one because I don't feel confident.
Like you will feel me, but you ain't gonna see me. That's for sure.
You know, for me, sex is like you said. You gotta stimulate my mind.
Oh gosh, yes.
I'm attracted to your mind, your intellectual ability to hold a conversation with me. If you're sitting there and you're, I know, then it's not, it just becomes sex and it's not powerful sex.
And if the only time we get along is when we're doing it, then I mean, hello, bye, you know. Like, you can't, seriously, can you imagine?
Exactly.
Now, after it's done, I have to look at you and be like, oh my gosh, I hate him. Mm-hmm. You know, he sucks. He's not even
gonna start talking again. Let's go for round two.
Oh, he can't even handle round two. Okay.
Baby, give me five. I'm like, oh, God, really?
Right.
Let's talk about... I'm like, no, man.
Which leads me to the next question. Divan LaRue asked, what turns women on? Like, and I think it's just what we discussed now. It's really about, you know, the mental stimulation and...
Care, you know.
Yeah,
take some time. Make some effort.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
You know?
If you make... Like, I mean, you could be Brad Pitt, but if I feel like I'm uglier than the... You know, lady with one eye, then I'm just done.
And
you
be
know?
Genuine about it.
Yeah.
Like,
don't give me like popcorn chappy wrapped.
Exactly.
You know, oh, girl, the stars shine from your eyes when I look. Oh, shut up. You know, but like, be genuine and authentic. And when you say I'm smart, look at me in the eyes and mean it.
Exactly.
Pay attention to my
eyes when I speak, not my breath.
Thank you.
You know.
And don't you find that it's so beautiful for me when compliments are great. But compliments from the person you're into.
Oh.
Amen.
100 men, 100 women, whatever your sexual
can tell
person,
you,
you're beautiful. It'll matter nothing. But when in the morning and your breath is like foul.
Thank.
And this man is saying to you, you're so beautiful. And you're just like, oh, really?
You love me. You love me.
Because I don't wake up like this, you know.
Thank you. Yes. I clean up well, but I don't wake up like this.
So this is the truth. You know, I think that's so important.
Gab is going in on us.
What
she says, sounds like you guys can't imagine the world without sex. No one can imagine the world without sex, Gab. I'm sorry, girl.
Yeah, there's two things that you'll never be, like, I believe that run this world. That's money and...
Sex. Thank you.
That's just how it works.
But how on earth are you in a relationship if you're not sexually satisfied? I think that's actually the problem of relationships.
Mm.
You know, you have to... But as well with women, you need to know what makes you happy before you expect a man to make you happy.
Thank you.
And that's in the bedroom, outside of the bedroom, any place. You know what I'm saying?
You can't expect him to sit there and know exactly what you want. Communicate.
Yeah, 2 hours later and the poor man is still like, why am I still here?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Communicate.
Yeah, yeah.
Let him know what kind of tickles your fancy. Let him know what tickles you... And not, this is not even sexual. This is about you as a person.
Thank you. And Katiso Nkoko asked, why do women go for bad boys when there are good guys around? That's like the age-old question, though.
You know what? I actually... That's
disagree.
Probably... Yeah. You know, some women, I think... Look, personally, if you've got self-issues and you want to you want to be treated badly or you want to go down that road because you know a man's bad and you know he's got a bad reputation.
Oh, yeah. And you know he's never stuck to one woman in his life.
And you want to go down that road, then that's a choice that you make.
Mm-hmm.
But I always believe, like, I've got a good guy now.
Oh, girl, you do.
So, you know.
But that's the thing. I also don't believe in the bad boy thing. Like, I
Me
did
too.
Back in the day when I was had, like, a therapy room and not a dating. But, like, I mean, I used to open my doors to all stray dogs and just like, oh, come lay on my couch. I'll fix you. And...
You just love working at the SPCA.
Yeah, you know, like, I was just that girl. Like, my heart was open to taking in all broken. And, you know, then I retired because it's exhausting, you know. And then, like... I started dating good guys, and I was like, you know what? I need me a good man.
Mm.
A smart guy, you know, a guy who listens. But you know what's important for me in a guy? A guy who shows that he's willing to fight for you and protect you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, don't be a slap tiger. You know what I'm saying?
Like, slap tiger.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, you're looking for someone who can actually take charge, you know.
Thank you.
Because at the end of the day, you want to be in a relationship with a guy who has the backbone.
Oh, 100%. Let me go to our next question. And this is from John. And John asked, I didn't even write it down. John asked, why do women need to hear the words, I love you? Oh, this is easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
You go for it.
The reason women need to hear the words, like you love me, is because I constantly need affirmation that you're not seeing better than me, or like, you know, you haven't seen my cracks and are like, now I'm out, juices. You know, because we know that we're not perfect as women. Mm. And when you choose to be with a partner, you're being vulnerable with that person and you're saying, look, you know, I want you to love me. And if I love you, then I want you to tell me you love me. Don't just assume.
Exactly.
You know?
And another thing is, also women do this thing where they kind of force it.
Oh, yeah. No.
Don't force a man to say he must love you. Like, it's
love me. Damn it. Love me.
Don't force him. He needs to also know that when he's ready to say it, then
mean it.
Because for me, I don't want you to say anything you don't mean.
Oh, me too. And you can tell if a man doesn't mean it, right? Because it comes with action.
He's just like, yeah, I love you.
I love you. It's like, what did you say?
1, 4, 3. 1, 4, 3, go.
Love you. And then Karabon Sakela wanted to know, do all women internet stalk? Now, Karabo, you know this is not a woman thing. Don't act brand new. I just think it's safety. I don't. You know, stalking is such a harsh term.
I think what you need to say, you're profiling.
Thank you.
You're profiling.
You know, if I'm going to go on a date with you, it helps. And this, oh gosh, true story. I got asked out by someone. And I got their, thank goodness they gave me their business card. So the man did not know, I'm all about the internet. So I went and I was going to say yes. And then I Googled this man. And guess what, girl? He was married. I not done my research, I'd have gone on the date and been like, is that a compression band on your finger? You know what I'm saying? It saves you so much time and heartache. And, you know, I feel you have to. You have to not stalk, but investigate who you're going to be on a date with.
And this goes for men as well. You should do the same thing.
You need to
know who you're going to go on a date with. And especially with so many other things happening.
Oh,
today.
Yeah. And as well, I always think to myself, as a man even, imagine you're going through your girls, you know, you don't know her on social media and you stumble upon her Instagram and she's always posing for men and she's always naked. Mm. In your head, you're going to be like, you know, maybe I could do a hit and run here.
Yeah.
But she's not wifey. Yeah. You're game plan definitely changes, you know, when you go to dinner and you're like, oh hell no, she's getting a starter, she's getting the main meal and that's it, and a drink if she's lucky,
and we're leaving at 9 o'clock.
No, she's getting a main meal and we're leaving. We're not having this prolonged lunch thing or dinner thing, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I don't know, I just think people are being dramatic. You know, all of us go on the internet to investigate,
profile, right? Or to, you know, profile. Just check out or whatever the case is.
Yeah, so, and then the next question, Tumisha Masha actually asked us this question, and he says, why are women so dramatic? I don't think it's called dramatic,
no,
Tumisha.
It's not.
It's
not
called passionate. That's what I call it, you know.
You're shaking your head, Duncan.
Don't even shake your head.
You know what? Again, it brings me back to my first comment. We're not crazy. We're not dramatic. All we are is just misunderstood.
And passionate, girl.
Exactly.
When you love something, there's nothing better to show it than a passionate woman. You know what? Your girl doesn't love you if she's not passionate, you know. And, you know, if she hasn't tried to kill you a couple of times, she does not love you. I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding.
Yeah, she is kidding.
All the men are like, I knew she was crazy.
But no. Not to that level. I'm on level 9 of chicken right now.
No, but men, I went on a date with a guy and he wanted me to know about this stupid, crazy hot scale thing. Mm. And I almost threw it in his face, but I didn't because I'm a lady. And
but I'll throw it as you're walking away.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, so from a scale, it's got on the one axis, it's about how hot a woman is. And then on the other axis, it's about how crazy a woman is. Mm. And then 1 to 10 and, you know, whatever the case is. And so then I was first thinking, what is this man trying to tell me? Because if he rates me low on the hot scale, then why am I even here?
There's my self-esteem gone. Yeah. I don't even have one anymore.
I'm along with my dignity. Bye. And so then we were looking, and as I'm like looking at this, and he's like explaining, and this man is so passionately explaining this crazy to me. And he's like, you see, so I don't mind a crazy woman. I'm like, well, I mind you. Bye. Oh, wow, Gab. Gab is back, y'all. And no, Gab, I don't know if you're going to be date worthy after I read this, but Gab says, I pooed in my ex's shoes to teach his cheating ass a lesson.
Okay, Gab, I'm just going to let you know. Girl, kudos to you. I'm sorry.
And that is where we have to leave a job. Thank you so much. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.